Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your WTUZ News. Politicians statewide are aiming to put an end to telemarketers stealing local numbers. State Auditor Dave Yost supports new legislation that was initiated by State Representative Keith Faber that would protect Ohioans from deceptive telemarketers using misleading caller ID information. House Bill 597 would allow for criminal penalty for telephone solicitors that spoof numbers.
You get a call coming in, and it looks like it was coming from your area, your hometown, number that you recognize, and you pick it up. Turns out that somebody wanted to sell you something. They spoof the number so that try to fool you into picking up, try to fool you in buying what they're selling.
Yost says this comes after friends of Representative Faber received calls from what looked like Faber's number, but in fact, it was a telemarketer. Under this bill, stealing a local phone number would become a fifth-degree felony, and providing misleading caller identification in order to sell something would become a fourth-degree felony. Yost says this bill is ultimately about having a fair and honest marketplace.
You shouldn't have to fool your customers. When you go into the marketplace, you should be who you are. Yeah, at the end of the day, we just want a marketplace that's fair, accessible to everybody, where the consumers get to make their own choices. And that includes the right not to talk to somebody who's trying to sell you something.
This bill will now be assigned to a House committee for further review. There is only one Do Not Call registry that is operated by the Federal Trade Commission. For more information, visit donotcall.gov. Funding is set to promote safe waterways and enhance recreational boating on Ohio lakes. The Muskingum Watershed Conservancy District is one of 24 state organizations to receive money from the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. Chief Ranger and Chief of Recreation Scott Barnhart explains they were awarded just over $32,000 to establish or maintain marine patrol units.
In our case, it's obviously just offset some of our cost for marine patrol. And the purpose of the grant is to provide emergency response to boating accidents that occur on the water, and also to enforce boating laws.
Muskingum Watershed Rangers patrol their lakes located in 18 counties.
By boat, and they enforce boating laws and assist a lot of our users on the water. You know, we have a number of citizen assist as well as boating assist on an annual basis. And then we also perform boating education classes at our parks.
Barnhart notes that by having a presence, lake officers provide safety enforcement on busy waterways. In state news, a man who confessed to killing three people now wants to be released from an Ohio prison under a plea deal is due back in court. A judge plans to hold a hearing in Toledo on Thursday when she could decide whether to release Nathaniel Cook. Cook's attorneys say a plea deal signed nearly 20 years ago says the court is bound to order his release this year. In sports news, LeBron James scored 46 points as the Cavaliers even up their series with the Pacers. Game 3 from Indiana is tomorrow night. It took 16 innings in San Juan, Puerto Rico, but the Indians fell to the Twins 2-1. Cleveland is off today before they start a weekend series in Baltimore tomorrow. The Penguins shut out the Flyers 5-0 last night as Pittsburgh now holds a 3-1 series lead. Tonight, Columbus welcomes Washington at 7:30. The Blue Jackets are up 2-1 in that series. Your 9 o'clock news is brought to you by Lahm Motor Company in Sugar Creek, the area's most complete car service and repair center. Your Z Country forecast is next.
How do you know the true condition of a pre-owned vehicle? Looks can be deceiving. How do you know that vehicle is mechanically sound? Lahm Motor Company in Sugar Creek has an 88-point checklist. They go through the vehicle and restore it to as close to showroom new as possible before it goes on the lot. Most of their vehicles include a 6-month or 6,000-mile service contract. Come to Lahm Motor Company's lot to check out these pre-owned cars and trucks. A black 2006 Acura MDX SUV with heated leather seats, 4x4, sunroof, navigation, and electronic parking aid. A black 2010 Volkswagen GTI with a 4-cylinder engine, heated seats, sunroof, satellite radio, navigation, and daytime running lights. See these and other great vehicles at Lahm Motor Company on Broadway in Sugar Creek or at LahmMotorsCO.com.
I know we're snow over it, but it looks like we'll have to deal with another round of snow this morning. Could be mixed with some rain, little to no snow accumulation. Breezy and cold with a cloudy sky, some breaks of late day sun, high temperature 42. Clearing tonight, breezy and cold, low 27. Mostly sunny Friday, high of 51. Saturday, partly sunny, high 55. Sunday, mostly sunny, high temperature near 60 degrees. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For news anytime, 24 hours a day, log on to WTUC.com. From the newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.
99.9 WTUC.